Well, it's exciting to be back in South Africa and here in Bloemfontein. You know, my functions bring back such memories to me. I remember my first function, we went along because, and the only reason why we went there is because when we became distributors, Andy built the cost of the accommodation and the function and the CDs or the tapes, everything into the price of the kit. And I only discovered this after I'd been in the business for a while. And I remember going to him, I said, hey, I'm not going to this function, I want my money back. This thing doesn't work anyway. And I was, you know, this business doesn't work if you don't work. And anyway, so he wouldn't give me the money back, and I remember going to this function. The only reason why I went there, because I wasn't going to let somebody sit in a seat I had paid for. I said, what are you going to do with my ticket? He said, I'll give it to somebody else. And I went along there, and I'd managed to take some distributors with me, some of my team members with me, and we went along, and I remember Rolf, the first evening, he got up and went home. He says, he's not going along, these people clapping and shouting and getting all excited. And that was my team. He was half my business. You know, when you got one downline, that's half your business gone, basically. And so I was very despondent. But by Sunday morning, I realized what an amazing opportunity. An opportunity where, you know, a business built on integrity and honesty and love and serving and caring and reaching people for our King and Savior. And I got excited about this business. But I want to start at the beginning. And the beginning goes like this. When I saw GNLD, I was a businessman with about 200 staff working for me, working really hard to be broke. Do you know anybody like that? Everybody got money, all my staff got paid. I was the only one who didn't get any money at the end of the month. And I got tired of living like that. I got tired of working really hard to be broke. I was so broke, I couldn't even pay attention. I don't know if you've ever been like that, right? I remember our area, you know, every letter that came had a stamp on it, said final demand. So I thought that must be our postal code. Anyway, so I wanted to change my life, and I was praying for an opportunity. And I remember Andy phoning me and saying, Louis, we've got this great opportunity, and you want to come in? Would you like to make some extra money? And of course, everybody wants to make some extra money. Have you ever seen somebody who doesn't want to make extra money? But, you know, some people don't believe in this idea. Anyway, so guess what happened? The day came to go to the meeting, and I wasn't getting ready. And so Laverne said, well, why are you not getting ready? I said, you know, I'm exhausted, I'm tired, I've been working too hard. And she said, have you phoned Andy? I said, no. He said, well, then you better get ready because we're going to the meeting. Because she said, we're a family of integrity. If we say we're doing something, we're going to do it. So anyway, we went along to this meeting, and I've got such a great wife, and she sends her love. I spoke to her about 3 hours ago. And anyway, so we went along to this meeting. At the end of it, fortunately, Andy didn't try and pressurize us, because we had said if they try and pressurize us, we're definitely not going to do it. And he didn't say your pen, my pen, anything like that. He said, what do you think? Well, you know, I didn't have too much to think about, because I'd already decided before I went in there, I was too busy. You know, have you ever spelt busy in your life before? L-A-Z-Y. Anyway, so here I was too busy to do this opportunity, and I said, I want to go and think about it. And he kept on phoning. The problem when you think about something, all the blood rushes to your brain, you get cold feet and don't do anything. So anyway, so fortunately, he kept on phoning, and he was a total pain in the butt. Have you got an upline that's a pain in the butt? Well, you know, that's a good man. And eventually, I said, come and join my wife. But I forgot to tell my wife. And so, you know, I thought we married. If I knew, she knew. What's wrong with the woman? So anyway, so guess what happened? So, you know, the car drives over the grid. We had a cattle grid on our farm, and I heard this car go doof, doof, doof over the grid. And I look, oh, it's Andy. I said, Laverne, did I tell you? She said, what? I said, that you're becoming a distributor today. She said, no. She said, when? I said, in about 30 seconds. Anyway, so, you know, fortunately, we only had 30 seconds to argue before Andy got to the house. And so, you know, we've had quite a few warm discussions in our lives because God made her different to me. I don't know if you ever got married and note that your wife was different to you. And it takes you quite a few... Translators are battling to keep... Okay, right. Thank you. I remember doing a talk in Kenya one day, and when I came to the front, they said to me, please talk slowly, because the people here speak a different language. Well, guess what happened? I started getting excited. And when I'm excited, how do you get excited slowly? Anyway. Well, anyway, I told him if I talk too fast, they must just go like this and I'll slow down. Well, there were thousands of people there and there were bright lights in my eyes and I couldn't see anything in front of me. Eventually, I see something funny happening in the back and they'd taken the tablecloths off the tables and they were flying these tablecloths like us up and down. So yeah, we get involved with the opportunity. And remember, filling in the form. And Laverne filled in the form. It was her business. She was going to make me rich. Because I asked her to. Right? I've got a wonderful wife. You know, she's obedient sometimes. So anyway. So she fills in this form. And Andy said, why don't you sign next to Laverne's name? Because if she builds a big business and dies, then you can earn residual income for the rest of your life. Well, right then, that sounded really good. Not that she was going to die, but that we could earn the residual income. Well, I filled in the form, and on Monday, I get a phone call. Louis, that business you and your wife are involved in, and I remember it was her business, not mine, says, that business you and your wife are involved in, there's training tonight. I phoned Laverne on the intercom phone that we had at home. I said, Dole, there's training tonight. You need to go at 7 o'clock. Well, she went along to training, and everything seemed to go good. But the next Monday, she went to training again. And this time, they made a talk because we had done 250 points. Remember, that was your first step. Do you remember that? Yes. All right. And so they made a talk to congratulate her for the first step. Well, she comes home, the car screeches into the yard. You know, have you ever seen a woman driver gone a bit crazy? Screeches in the yard. She comes in, bangs the front door, handbag on the dining room table, clock, 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 clock through the wooden floors on the farmhouse. And I say, what's wrong, doll? She says, nothing. Well, took me 2 days to discover that nothing was. They had made a talk. Now, my wife doesn't like to lead two people in silent prayer. Just let her be herself. She loves to be by herself. Well, anyway, I had got a magazine in the mail. You know, this company is amazing. Just at the right time, the right things happen. I got a magazine in the mail. And the magazine said, a lady in KwaZulu-Natal was earning $9,000 a month in her first year. Now, I would have liked $9,000. Anybody here would like $9,000? I wanted the $9,000. Now, let me tell you that about 24 years ago, $9,000, you could buy a brand new Toyota Bucky. As a matter of fact, you could buy it for $7,000. And that was a lot of money. And that was a turbo diesel. So I got really excited, and I said, if this lady can get 9,000, so can I. And I said, Dol, next Monday, I'm going to training, and they're not going to make you talk, because I'm going to be next to you. So we go to training. We're sitting there. Andy says, the men will come through and phone, and the ladies will sit and discuss products. Well, I just come to protect my wife. I didn't come to and phone. So I thought, well, you know, all the men go through, and I'm sitting with the ladies, and, you know, Andy looks at me, and right then I wished I had a skirt on or something. Anyway, so I went through with all these men, and everybody standing around. I didn't realize they weren't men. They were males. Right? Do you understand the difference, right? A man gets a job done. You know, a male just stands around and watches. Anyway, so here I was. And so Andy says to me, he says, well, Louis, you're in the room. Why don't you phone? Well, I said, well, fortunately, I've got no phone numbers. But I had three names written on a back of an envelope while they had been chatting in the first 10 minutes I'd written down. And he said, well, give me the names. I'll look them up in the local telephone directory, little book like that for the Eastern Cape, right? And we looked it up, and he says, there's a number phone. I said, what do I say? He said, there's a script. Well, I tell you, I was nervous. Have you ever been nervous before? I invented fear. You know, my legs, fortunately, I had long pants, because otherwise, you know, I'd have bruised my legs. Anyway, so guess what happens? I pick up the phone, and Cassie comes on the line. So I say, hello, Cassie, you want to make many thanks? Bye. Now, how do I say that slowly? Right? I did that as fast as I could because I was so nervous. I was hoping he didn't know who it was. And guess what? He said, yes. I said, what? And I said, I don't even want to do it. What do you want to do it for? Anyway, so guess what happens? He was my first downline. Isn't that a good thing to have, a good downline? Isn't that exciting? So now we go home, and my wife is going to do a health talk. So guess what happens? She invites the neighbors around, Dick and Lynn, and they come around to her house, and they come over the grid. It's about 7 in the evening, and she goes to the bedroom, and I go out to greet them, bring him aside. So I thought she's going to do her hair a little bit and put a bit of lipstick on, that, you know, like ladies do last second. And anyway, so we're sitting in the lounge for about 10, 15 minutes, and I don't know what to say to these people, because the only thing I knew about nutrition is that steak must be the healthiest food because it tastes the best, you know, and I loved eating it. Anyway, the only talk I'd been to, I had a phone. I knew nothing about this business. So anyway, so guess what happens? I go knock on the bedroom door. And I say, darling, she said, yes. I said, they're here. She said, she knows. I said, well, when are you coming out? She said, I'm not. Well, I tell you, I just got the fright of my life right then. What was I going to teach these people? So I'm walking down this passage. My heart is pounding. I got the fear of God in me. And I go to him and I say, why don't you come through to the kitchen? Because the only thing I knew that the LDC washed your hands with cooking oil. I'd done that before. And the Super 10 washed the carpet. And my Laverne was wonderful. She had packed everything out. But that didn't help me much, right? Anyway, so I picked up the carpet and the Super 10. And I washed it. I did a bit of a price comparison because I was a businessman. And I always checked the prices. You know, my dad taught me something in life. He said, if you buy wise, you'll be profitable. But you buy badly, you're going to sink your ship. Well, anyway, so guess what happened? I got really excited about showing them these cleaning products, and they wanted to join. Wow. Can you imagine? They come around for nutrition, and they want to join. Whoa. So now, I say goodbye to them. I say, look, I don't know how to join this thing. It's my wife's business, right? Anyway, so I said, I'll get Laverne to come and see you tomorrow. I'm sure she'll be feeling better. So anyway, so I go to the bedroom door. I say, doll. She said, yes. I said, they've gone. She said, oh, Louis, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I just got fear. I couldn't face them. I didn't know what to say to them. I said, don't worry. This thing's easy. You can be a moron and do it. Yeah. You invite them to teach nutrition. You wash their hands and they join. It's so easy. So anyway, so that was our first health talk. Well, my first presentation now. Now we start getting some team going. And I got a downline in King Williamstown. And he says, will you come and do a meeting for me at my house? Well, I didn't know much about doing a meeting, right? So I go to his house and I have a calendar. And I turn the calendar around and I put a chair up there and I tape this calendar to the chair. We're one of these, the previous year's calendars, and a whiteboard, a permanent marker. And I do this presentation on this back of this calendar in his room. Keeps on falling over. Somebody's holding it up on this side. It took me 10 minutes to do a meeting. Can you believe I could do a meeting 10 minutes? I told them everything I knew. Guess what? Everybody joined that evening because... And the reason why they joined is because I said things like this. I said, I didn't know God made people so stupid that they would rather pay retail instead of wholesale, that they'd rather use junk instead of quality, that they'd rather work for a boss than have an early retirement. And at the end, everybody said, well, I don't want to be stupid, you know. Anyway, so I remember, have you ever needed some PV? It's heading towards month end now, and we need some PV. Well, I remember phoning my sister and saying, Cherianne, do you need any products? She said, yes. She gave me a whole long list. I went and delivered the products, and I came back with no money. And my wife says, where's the products? I said, I gave them to my sister. She said, where's the money? She said, I never got any. She said, this is worse than farming. Farming, you go broke slowly. This is overnight. After that, I was not allowed to sell anything. But I remember, I was running for a 3 and 30. You know these 3 and 30 challenges. And I was running for a 3 and 30, and it was Sunday night, and month end was Monday. And I still had two people to go, and I wanted my, I was doing it every month, super recruiter badge, and I wanted to keep that badge. And so I invite my relations round. I hadn't seen for about 3 years. And I said, come round, we have dinner together. And I'd mastered a technique on how to approach people without them realizing I'm approaching them. And so you invite them for dinner, you chat around, and you build a friendship, and eventually you lead them into becoming distributors. And I remember my uncle saying, wow, this is amazing. How do you get people going? And so my wife says, easy, just like today. You invite people around, just like we invited you, and we tell them about the business, and they say, wow, this is amazing, and they never joined. They were not, you know, anyway, I'm sure your wife would never do that to you. But you know, it's my fault. I didn't communicate that you bring people in gently. It's like when you're fishing, you cast out. And, you know, I was fishing up in Alaska about a year ago. And, you know, when you get them on the line, you don't want to just reel them in like this. You want to do it gently, play it. Otherwise, you rip the hook out like we ripped the hook out right then. And so anyway, I want to tell you about my first customer that actually paid. This was so exciting. You know, I don't know how if you're a good or a bad salesman, but I'm the worst salesman you've ever seen in your life. You have never seen somebody as bad as me. I don't know how else to ask for the money. I don't know. So what I do, I'm an educator. And so I remember playing tennis one day. We had a tennis court in front of our house. And I was playing tennis one day, and I heard somebody on the sideline say, we're looking for a great detox program for our children. And so I thought, what am I going to do? And I just listened to Don Wilson on detox. And so I was sitting there, and I went and sat next to my friend, and I said loud enough for this lady to hear. I said, you know what I listened to the other day? A CD by one of the top nutritional speakers in the world on detox and how to detox your family the right way. And this lady turned around, where did you get that CD? I said, you'll be amazed. I've got a spare one. You can have it. And you know, she went home and bought a detox for the whole family. And I have developed customers around the world exactly like that. I get on an aeroplane, I take CDs with me, I take DVDs with me wherever I travel, because I found it worked for me, and now I know that that is a system that can work for anybody. Here's a CD, go and listen to it. So I got really excited about it. So now I want to go back to my first phone call. And because that first phone call, you know, when you go through a struggle, if you turn that struggle around, if you attack it, you can grow through it. A lot of people think that a struggle is there to hurt us. God put struggles in our lives to make us better. You see, when I was at school and I had dyslexia and the kids used to laugh at me, I became thick-skinned. And you know, that benefits me today. Because when I say to somebody, John, do you want to make some extra money? or would you like to be healthy? And they say no. I realize that they saying no, I don't want to have a healthy family. I enjoy the miserable, sick, snotty-nosed kids I've got. I don't want to be financially free. I don't want to travel the world. I don't want tax benefits. I enjoy working for a boss that I'll be broke from month in and month out. And you see, so when somebody gives me a rejection, because I had so much rejection at school, I just feel they're rejecting themselves. And so, you know, one of the things in life is whenever you get a struggle, learn from the struggles to become better people in years to become. The other thing over here with the struggle that I discovered, I found that consistency of effort. Consistency and persistency. Well, you know, I had dyslexia, and I remember in Standard 6, my principal calling me in, and he said, Louis, you need to go to a special school because you'll never make it in a normal school. Well, guess what? When I graduated in grade 12, I got some distinctions. As a matter of fact, when I went to college, I came the third in South Africa in math. But what I learned is that consistency of effort, and that's what this business is about. You need to decide how much effort you're going to put into your business. You need to decide how much time, and you need to consistently stick to that every day. Eat an apple, you know, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. You consistently win your way through the struggle. Well, the next thing over here, I got excited about the benefits of the opportunity. I found out here's a business that you can earn residual income. We call it coconut money, that you can get paid for the rest of your life on a job you once did. To me, that was really exciting. I got excited about an opportunity where the products can change your life. I was dying of leukemia when I was 26 years old. And over the next few years, I just got sicker and sicker and sicker. And when Andy met me and he saw my health issue, he went to Laverne and gave her a whole bunch of products, which she brought home. And she said, Andy's going to cure your leukemia with these products. Well, we laughed. I never took them because I thought he was talking rubbish. And every time he phoned, he said, how are you? Well, the products don't work unless you open the container. You have to swallow them. Well, guess what happened? I eventually opened the container, taking the products. They changed my life. My energy level increased. My liver swelling went down. And here I am today. I'm 27 and I feel fantastic. I'm not. I'm 55 and I feel real great, right? I found that this was a business where you got great quality products. You can travel the world. You know, 2 weeks ago, we were in Hawaii on vacation. How does that sound, right? Isn't that exciting? And that was the second time this year. In February, we were in Hawaii with Charlie and Alta. And I think Krishna was there as well. But anyway, all I'm trying to say is here's an opportunity where you can travel the world having fun, enjoying yourself, be your own boss. What I love about the opportunity, it's given us the privilege of putting our kids in decent schools. You know, Elizabeth's a sapphire in the business. David is a first leg sapphire. I'll go second leg sapphire this month. And it's just so exciting being in an opportunity with so many benefits. You know, freedom, where you can choose the people that will surround you and be with you. The next thing that's important about this opportunity is it's a business where you need to have a heart for serving and loving people. I remember going to a function once, and it was down in Port Alfred, and I kept on trying to encourage this distributor to come over and over, and last second they said they'll come. I said, all right, you come along, and I said, I've got a spare room, but I didn't realize there was another event in Port Alfred. There wasn't one room or bed open in Port Alfred. I tried every hotel, and guess what happened? I slept in the car. And they slept in my room. But you see, sometimes you do things like that for people. Because you know what? If you sow into people's lives and you serve them and you love them, just like my mom sowed into my life when I had dyslexia, she believed in me and she spent hours training and teaching me. And she equipped me to change my life. Just like you can equip others to change their lives. just like Charlie and Alta have sown into our lives and equipped us and empowered us. And you know, it's so exciting. Once a year, Charlie comes across to the States and he works with our group across there. And it was really exciting because we had 18 new directors last year in the USA. And our business there is just absolutely flying, and it was so exciting to have these people learn from Charlie's training and guidance. I want to just share a little bit about the amazing God we have, because, you know, I give the God the glory for everything that's happened in our opportunity in our lives. You know, right from the beginning, He showed us the steps, and He just guided us, and He always equipped and empowered us. You see, when we saw this business, Andy was the man in the rowing boat. Let me try and explain to you. You see, I didn't know the future, but God knew the future. I didn't know things were going to go wrong, that we'd have strikes and we'd lose everything we owned and we'd have to start again. But God sent Andy in a rowing boat, and you people are all in rowing boats today. Let me explain that to you. You see, here's the flood coming up, and the man gets on the roof, and guess what happens? He prays, "God, please save me." And so God sends somebody in a rowing boat. And he says, no, I prayed to God. Well, then a ski boat comes past. He said, "Jump in." "No, I prayed to God." Then it comes in a helicopter. And he says, "No, I prayed to God." He drowns, he goes to heaven, and he says, "Why, God?" And God said, "I sent the rowing boat, the ski boat, and the helicopter." And you need to understand that you are the man in the rowing boat for your friends out there. We live in a country of quiet desperation, not only South Africa, but the world is going through a real tough time now financially. You know, and we the rowing boat. You know, people out there need us financially. People out there need us spiritually. People out there need us health-wise. You know, it broke my heart about 8 months ago. My best friend from grade one, right through life, died of colon cancer, leaving little children even in primary school. And if I'd only been a bit strong with him, he was the first man I told about GNLD. I phoned him and said, "Hey, Rich, I've got this great opportunity." And he said, yeah. But you know what? You see, I was the man in the rowing boat, and he didn't accept it. And you know, we have to be stronger. Maybe I should have gone back to him a few times. We need to be bolder. Andy approached me about 30 times. Imagine if he gave up on the 25th time. At the presentation we went to, Laverne and I were the only guests. Imagine if he did a bad meeting. I was at a meeting in Detroit, Michigan about a week ago, and there was only one guest at this one particular meeting. I did 14 meetings in 7 days. Sorry, it was 21 meetings in 7 days, three a day. And at this one little home meeting, only the one couple arrived. And the lady said, "You still want to do the meeting?" I said, "Of course. I was the only guest at my meeting." You know, we the man in the rainbow to touch lives out there. I remember going to, wanting to do a meeting in Queenstown. You know Queenstown? Right? I want to go and do a meeting in Queenstown. And guess what happened? I had no money to go. There was no money for petrol. Have you ever had no money? Have you ever been just absolutely platzak, you know, no cash? Well, guess what happened? I said, "Laverne, do I phone and cancel a meeting?" And Laverne said, "No, you can't cancel it yet. Let's hold on." About 4 minutes before I had to go, I heard a car come over the grid. And as the car came over the grid, I said, "Laverne, I'm going to go and change. That's the money God sent us." And it was neighbors of ours coming to buy products, and just enough money to get us to the meeting and back. We got a miracle working God. I remember, absolutely. I remember Charlie asking me to go and do a meeting, be a speaker at Warm Baths, and there was just no money. I remember leaving home and Laverne saying, "I only had enough cash to get there." There was no money for petrol to come back. There's no money for food, no money for accommodation. And so Laverne said, "You can't go." I said, "You know, I'm going to go because I respect Charlie and Alta, and they are upline leaders, and I need to go and touch some lives up there." We got in the car. Well, I got in that car and started driving. And when I got to that meeting, it's amazing how God just miracles happen. Charlie came to me and said, "A banned person hasn't arrived. You can have their food, their bed, and you can eat their food." So that was the first thing opened. The second thing that happened is my brother-in-law arrived, And he had owed us money for many years. And he was always too broke to pay us back. And he said, Louis, I just got a treble check because I had this big sale. He's in insurance. And he said, here's your money I've owed you. I came home with more money than I left. Isn't that exciting? I remember dress. You know I don't have a jacket on. But, you know, I remember dress. Andy said to me one day, he said, Louis, you want to make a success in this business? I said, yes. He said, well, you can't do it wearing clothes like you've been pulled through the bush backwards. You know, I was a farmer, and people used to take me like a was. I used to shave once a week. The rest of the week, I had a scruffy beard. I had hair over my ears down to my neck. I had somebody walk into my house in America the other day, one of my distributors, and he saw a picture. He said, who's that? And a big picture on the walls is Laverne and I. And I said, it's me. He said, no, impossible. You look like a hippie. Right here. Well, you know what? I went and bought me a cheap suit. Yeah, you know, and I got me some cheap long clothes, you know, long pants and nice socks and some cheap shops. You know, Pep stores? And that's where I started, was at Pep stores. And I don't shop there anymore, but it's a good place to start, right? So you need to work yourself up from somewhere. Anyway, so the next thing over here, I had to grow as a leader. I had to grow as a human being. You see that you can't lead people to where you are not yet at. You can't empower people to get to a position where you haven't grown to. So you have to grow as a human being. You have to grow inside you. And so I got onto tapes like crazy. You know, I used to misplace our rent money and bought tapes every month. I don't care how we came out. You know, we got such a miracle working God. I remember one day we had to pay our rent. It was the 31st, and our landlord, if you didn't pay, you were out. You know, that is how he worked. And guess what happened? At 4 o'clock, we didn't have the money. But we got such an amazing God. Let me tell you what happened. A chap that I had done a meeting for, his name is Thomas Kinkala, came to me. And he said, Louis, I've only met you once for an hour and a half. I've been in South Africa now for 9 years, and the government says I have to leave today. He had to get out that day because his visa, they wouldn't renew it, and he is from Czech Republic. And he said, I've been saving money all these years, and I can't trust anybody, but when I looked in the eyes, I knew I could trust you. He said, here's the money. If you can ever get it out the country, please bring it to me. Well, guess what happened? We were building the business like crazy and things like that, and we used some of that for rent, whatever, but let me tell you what happened. 3 years later, the company had an event in Europe, and I got to Spain, and I phoned Thomas. I said, Thomas, I've got your money here with me, and guess what he said? He said, Louis, you won't believe it. I lost my job 4 days ago. I have to have the money, and so he came across to Spain, collected his money, went back. Isn't God good? Everything in the right time at the right place. And so here we are. We moved to America a few years ago, and my first year in America, I don't sponsor one person. 12 months, not one person. Every person I spoke to said, don't even tell me, we're not interested in these kind of businesses that don't work. And I eventually said to Laverne, I'm just going to learn Americans how to work in this market, what to do in this market. You know, 12 months and not sponsoring a person in something that is your future is not exciting. And so we started really serving and praying God. And guess what happened? He showed us a concept of leading with a product. He showed us a system of just loving and caring and being a friend and only telling people later on that there's even a business involved in it. And you know, slowly but surely, we have built a real exciting business across in the States. And why did I tell you that? Because I told you, I'm telling you right now, no matter what your situation, if you've got a dream, if you've got a vision, if you've got the guts to hold on, if you stick to the basics, if you attend the functions, if you keep listening, if you get down on your knees and pray that God will direct you and equip you and empower you, you will be amazed what's going to happen in your life. because this is the most exciting time in the world to build GNRD. There's never been a time that I know where there's many people losing their jobs. There's never been a time that I know in the history of mankind, in the short period that I've been here, where there are people out there that are desperate and just don't know where to turn, are losing their homes, are losing their cars. There's never been a time that people have been so sick as they are right now. How many of us know somebody who's got cancer? How many of us know somebody who's got arthritis? How many of us know somebody who's got diabetes? Let's get out there and change your lives. Thank you very much. I'm excited about this weekend. God bless.